Since my last video, a lot of people have been reaching out to me, of all fucking people, asking how to resist authoritarianism. I'm gonna pump this to the Americans who have been doing this fight for 250 years. Let me give you an example. Bell Hooks, she taught me that domination has always been the true operating system of this country. What feels new to white people now, fascism, state violence, and surveillance, has always been part of our country since the founding. Liberty and justice for all had a giant asterisk next to it. The founding fathers owned slaves. There is a gap so large you could drive a bus through it between the myth of American exceptionalism and the lived reality of Black Americans. You can see it in voting rights, something we're all about to lose, by the way. After the 2010 election, Republicans launched Operation Red Map, redrawing districts to lock in Republican rule by slicing apart Black and brown communities, ensuring that their vote wouldn't matter. And when Congress had the chance to protect those voters by passing the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act in 2021, they fucking refused. An echo back to 1965, when marchers in Selma were beaten for demanding the right to vote. The cycle repeats. This isn't even old history, by the way. Congressman John Lewis was there on the bridge in Selma, was later elected to Congress, and passed away in 2020. He carried the scars from that bloody Sunday in 1965 for the rest of his fucking life. And you can see it just this week, too, when Donald Trump used the language of fucking white supremacy to attack the Smithsonian, demanding it stop saying how bad slavery was and instead celebrate success. That is the language of the slaver. Proof that white supremacy isn't just history. It currently lives in the goddamn White House, and we are still dealing with this bullshit in 2025. So here's what you can do. Here's what you can do. Okay, I'm calm. After George Floyd's murder, I learned an indigenous teaching. An act of power serves yourself and your community. That wisdom pushed me to do the work to become an ally to our fellow Americans, because it's not up to our fellow Americans to carry the weight of teaching us our own history. I'm here to tell you, fascism may feel new to us, but if you're Black, it's been the entire experience of America. It's especially up to us as white Americans to understand the powerful history of good versus evil in our country. We have to tear down the myths of the individual and build a country where every voice is given a shot at a fair future. Freedom isn't selective, it's collective. This is why we don't have free healthcare. And until all of us are free, none of us are free. So you can stop, please, asking in my comments what you can do to resist. And you can instead go read about how countless generations of Americans have resisted fascism for our entire country's history. Read about John Lewis and Rosa Parks and Harriet Tubman, all Americans who had the misfortune of living in a world severely lacking in real freedom. So to get started, I'm gonna give you something to read. Google this, New York Times, Bell Hooks, George Yancey. It's an interview from 2015 that opened my goddamn eyes, and I hope that it will do the same for you. Because remember, we have all of the tools to meet this moment. As united Americans, we've been meeting this moment for centuries.